Time now for local news on the Tornado.
A number of Ukrainian refugees are making North Dakota their new home. State Refugee Coordinator Holly Triscadale says several communities across the state have welcomed at least one family, including Bismarck Mandan, Fargo, Grand Forks, Glenfield, Medora, Jamestown, and Williston.
It is starting to roll. We've had 115 Ukrainians that have arrived or been authorized to travel to North Dakota, and nearly half of those Ukrainian arrivals so far have been to the Bismarck Mandan community.
Those Ukrainians arriving all have known connections, family, and friends who are sponsors. Triscadale says the admission process moves through the Department of Homeland Security very quickly. Background checks are conducted on both sponsors and refugees. Several other requirements are necessary, but the process can be completed in 2 weeks. North Dakota spent $3.7 million last fiscal year on bonuses for some state workers, which is less than half the record amount paid on the previous year. The near 56% drop was due in part to increased publicity and criticism about the bonuses, said State Office of Management and Budget Director Joe Morissette, North Dakota's top budget writer. Morissette said agency heads appear to have approached the bonuses with, quote, caution to make sure they are justified and necessary, end quote. Only about a fifth of nearly 7,800 state employees received bonuses in the past fiscal year. Governor Doug Burgum has defended the program and has routinely given his staff bonuses since taking office in 2016. With a look at your KDDR News, I'm Jared Sluppy reporting.